From Tidbits on September 12th, 2016, this is Apple's iPhone event, Education, Karaoke, Mario, and More. Written by Michael E. Cohen. Apple opened its September event with a special edition of James Corden's Carpool Karaoke, featuring Tim Cook, Pharrell Williams, and Corden singing Sweet Home Alabama as the car pulled up to the stage door entrance so Tim could walk in and begin the show. Even when he did, the presentation remained an exercise in delayed gratification, as Cook held back on the big anticipated announcements so that he could do a little bit of updating on current Apple initiatives. If you don't have time to watch the entire event, Apple has posted a very quick, very loud summary video to YouTube. Cook began his onstage stint with an Apple Music update, noting that the service now has 17 million subscribers, and he briefly described the new interface coming to Apple Music in iOS 10, which he described as simple and intuitive. He finished that segment of the presentation by promoting the upcoming Apple Music Festival, formerly known as the iTunes Music Festival, to be held at the Roundhouse in London from September 18th through the 30th. From music, Cook turned to the App Store, noting that the App Store has now tallied more than 140 billion apps downloaded since its debut. He announced that the store had generated twice the revenue of its closest competitors in the previous 2 months and had experienced 106% year-over-year growth. These statistics seem designed to mollify investors who are harboring worries of the company's recent decline in profits. See, Apple beats expectations in quarter 3 2006, but slump continues, published on July 26, 2016. One of the factors behind the App Store's recent growth is games. Can you say Pokemon Go, which has been downloaded over 500 million times? The App Store currently carries more than 500,000 games. And Cook used that statistic as an opportunity to bring out Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto, creator of the Super Mario Bros. And Legend of Zelda franchises. He's essentially the Walt Disney of video games. With the help of a translator, Miyamoto gave a demonstration of his company's forthcoming Super Mario Run, Nintendo's first full iOS game, and the iconic character's iOS debut. Although we did mention it in our April Fool's 2014 article. In an App Store first, you can sign up to hear when Super Mario Run becomes available to purchase, which Nintendo expects to be during the 2016 holiday shopping season. Super Mario stickers will also be available in messages with the rollout of iOS 10. But it wasn't all fun and games in the prelude that led up to Apple's big announcements. Apple has long been interested in education, and Cook took the opportunity to describe briefly the latest in Apple's Connect Ed program. This program, which provides funding, equipment, and support to underserved schools around the country, will supply 114 schools with Macs, iPads, and Apple TVs. 4,500 teachers will receive iPads and Macs. Apple TVs will be installed in every classroom in the participating schools, and more than 50,000 students will receive iPads. This is great, and we're not criticizing, but to give a sense of scale, there are nearly 100,000 K-12 schools in the United States, and almost 55 million students, meaning that Connect Ed will affect 0.1% of schools and students. What will those students and teachers be running on that equipment? Among other things, Swift Playgrounds, a learning environment for coding that ships with iOS 10 and that is augmented with teaching guides and instructional tips. Along with Swift Playgrounds, students will be able to use updated versions of Apple's iWork apps. Cook ceded the stage to Susan Prescott, Senior Vice President of Product Marketing, who demonstrated the newest feature in iWork, real-time collaboration. Although iWork has long allowed document sharing on both Mac and iOS devices, real-time collaboration capabilities previously had been limited to the browser-hosted versions of the apps. The new iWork apps, however, now support real-time collaboration natively on all devices, which Prescott illustrated by building a keynote presentation with animations and graphics supplied by both her and collaborators. Because teaching students to work collaboratively has become an integral part of many curricula, This addition to the iWork suite promises to make the apps a more compelling option for educators, including those who are not part of the Connect Ed initiative. However, collaboration is something Apple has struggled with numerous times in the past, as we wrote about on June 10, 2013, in iWork for iCloud Beta recalls iWork.com. So we're curious to see if these new features will, in fact, prove useful to educators or anyone else. Following that demonstration, Cook and his compatriots took the stage to present new watches, new phones, new cameras, new earbuds, and more. You can read about these announcements in the following articles. iPhone 7 and 7 Plus say, "Hit the road, Jack." Apple Watch Series 2 offers GPS, water resistance, and more power. And W1-powered AirPods usher in a new era of wireless. Finally, although Apple made no mention of the Mac or iPad during the presentation, later that day the company published the release date for Mac OS 10.12 Sierra. It will debut on September 20th, 2016, and adjusted the iPad lineup slightly. See Apple Tweaks iPad Configs and Pricing, published on September 12th, 2016. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Michael Cohen. Thanks for listening.